my native USA, taken me sailing every day the wind blew. I'd been enchanted with the notion that one could move across the face of the waters fueled by nothing more than the wind, and I had resolved that if ever I were domiciled in any reasonable proximity to the sea, I would learn to sail upon it. I thought even that since so much of the world was covered with water, and since it lapped against so many interesting places, that I should like to sail right the way round, stopping everywhere. Eventually, I finished a 10-year hitch in New York advertising, did another 3 in London, and then, propelled by a lifelong desire to write a novel, hied myself to the west of Ireland, to County Galway, to Loch Cutra Castle near Gort, where I resided not in the castle, but in the adjacent stable yard, in a flat. I spent 2 days a week in Dublin writing television commercials and ads for an advertising agency, and the rest of the time in County Galway writing my novel, or at least thinking about it. Loch Cutra was an ideal place, 400 acres of grounds, 1,200 acres of lake, and enough peace and quiet to make it very difficult to find an excuse not to write. To live this sort of existence, you have to be either very lucky or very single. Looking back, I still find it difficult to believe I was able to get away with this for 2 years. Soon after my arrival in Ireland in early 1973, I perceived that it was surrounded by water.